Welcome to the Mindfuel Mick Badass Ignition Show. It's your girl Mick, mindset, goal success, empowerment, and spiritual life coach. You can expect to leave this show with some juicy and empowering mind fuel that will guide you to living your very best life. I'm on a mission to coach you to uplevel your energy, your productivity, and your confidence. Go from living to thriving, baby. Consider this your weekly vibe check, because there is no better time than to dive in with me and start believing in your own magic. Now time to take action and ignite your inner badass. Let's do this. Welcome, 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 sweet baby, to the Mindfuel Mick Badass Ignition Podcast. It's your girl Mick, your host, your badass bitch. Oh my goodness, welcome. We are going to be tackling so much today because we're going to light a big fire under our asses so that we can keep raising our standards. So in today's episode, we are going to bring awareness to separation season, especially with December coming. December 1st is right around the corner. I am recording this episode on November 29th, and I just felt super inspired after tackling a coaching session this morning, and we brought awareness to separation seasons, how to keep raising your standards coming in hot in December, especially when everyone, most people, start taking their foot off of the gas pedal in December and start resorting to mediocre habits due to quote-unquote busy season, right? So anywho, I want to hop on here and share a little bit of that because I feel a lot of you out there are needing this boost, are needing this kick in the butt to keep raising your standards instead of waiting and waiting and falling in the mediocre rat race. So those are the energies that you can expect from today's episode. We are going to see beyond the bullshit, beyond the illusions, and we are going to call ourselves out and raise our standards. So before we dive in, I am going to address the podcast fee. So for those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome. I am feeling so honored and blessed to be in your ears and that you decided to press play today. Welcome. And for all of my OG listeners, I am so pumped to spend some time with you again today. It is just such an honor and it's just so sacred. I am literally in your ears right now. We are literally hanging out. What a blessing that the podcast gets to be part of your day. And I just want to send so much love your way right now. Thank you for being here. And thank you for choosing to raise your vibration and open up your mind to different perspectives and putting yourself in the personal growth world. You are truly making a difference. And it's just such an honor to have you here. So as for the podcast fee, all I ask to support the podcast, this show, is to take a hot second right now to press pause and share that you are tuning into the Mindfuel Mick Badass Ignition podcast. Share it on Instagram. Share it with a friend or a family member who you feel also needs to light a fire under their butts or just be in these energies of remembering that, hey, you are in charge of your life. You are responsible of your life. And you can start creating a better life for yourself at any given moment. If you feel someone would benefit being in these energies, share it with them. And also share it on Instagram. Tag me at Mindfuel Mick Coaching. I love seeing who tunes in. It is just such a beautiful energetic exchange as the podcast grows strictly by word of mouth. And every single time that you take a second to share it, to rate and review the podcast, it just helps it grow. So thank you so much for that beautiful exchange. It means the world. And let's get down to business. Let's dive in. Okay, so This morning, I just had the most beautiful coaching session with a badass honey. She's absolutely killing it. And so, anywho, part of our coaching session was in the energies of separation season. And I just want to share a little bit of the essence of that. What the frick is separation season, right? Maybe this is the first time you're hearing about this. Maybe you've heard it before, but let's dive in. December is right around the corner. 2 days from now. Maybe you're listening to this. We're already in December. So what the frick is separation season? This is a time where you can separate yourself from your old identity and that you can step into growth. Separation season is all about separating yourself from the mediocre rat race. It's all about taking action and responsibility on your life right now, instead of waiting around like everyone else is doing during the holiday seasons. So for example, what are your beliefs around December? Do you think that December is a busy month? Do you think that, oh my gosh, it is exhausting? There's so many different parties. There's so much shopping that needs to be done. Work is busy. Oh my goodness. So many people that you're connecting with and catching back up with. So many things you gotta get done, right? What are your beliefs around December? Because we're gonna call it out today. I'm gonna call it out. I'm gonna expose this bullshit because I've fallen victim of these beliefs in the past. Oh my God, it is just so busy. And therefore, when we associate so much stress and busy and parties and everyone saying, you know, oh my gosh, it just never stops. Guess what we subconsciously start doing? Most people start letting go of some of their highest standards. Most people will start validating their action based off of what everyone else is doing. You know what? It's okay for me to skip the gym today because my friend also said that they're not gonna go. They're gonna skip because they're feeling extra tired from all the holiday shopping and the Christmas parties and yada, yada, yada. How many excuses do we keep fueling based off of someone else's belief system? Whether it be, oh, my healthy eating is taking a turn, and that's okay because Jerry at work is also eating out a lot because of all the different Christmas parties. Oh, work is bringing in extra food and treats, you know, so I'm going to keep eating bad and I'm going to restart in January. I'm going to wait till all of this holiday chaos is done and then I'm going to change things. And so we just start lowering our standards because we fall in the rat race of following what everyone else says, what everyone else thinks about December. And it's total bullshit. You do not have to wait till January or till the holidays are done to start a new habit. You do not have to wait to increase your workouts or your threshold until all this chaos is done, right? You do not have to wait a moment later to better yourself. And I want you to start bringing awareness that December is a great time to separate yourself from the rat race. It's a great time to build up your momentum right now, despite all the quote-unquote chaos. It's a great time to start building the belief that, hey, I am worthy of continuing to raise my standards when the world is feeling a little bit busy. You are so worth it. When we fall in this illusion of December being so busy and that some of our healthiest habits take a turn or we lower our standards a little bit, you are subconsciously building the belief that, oh my goodness, when things around me start feeling busy and overwhelming, I'm not worth it. I have to fall in that trap. I have to also lower my standards with everyone else. And that is just such a disempowering belief. Maybe you're not saying this to yourself, but subconsciously, that's what we're buying into when we start lowering our standards when things get busy. And then as the year goes on, when you hit different busy seasons, you then wonder why you're feeling a little bit stagnant all of a sudden, that you're feeling like you lost your motivation. That is because it's a subconscious programming that comes back up. It gets reawakened. When things are busy, it equals this, lowering my standards. When things are busy, it equals me giving myself excuses that, hey, because things are busy and feeling this way, that I get to lower my standards and do less of my healthy habits. You might not be saying these words, but this is what our subconscious mind is taking in. Busy seasons equals lowering my standards. And so to separate yourself from this mediocre belief, what if you could turn busyness into activation? What if you could turn busyness into separating yourself from the crowd? What if you could turn external busyness into raising your standards 1% more? What if you could turn busyness into you kickstarting your momentum and getting ahead of the crowd, getting ahead of what everyone else is doing? What if that was the vibe? So let's just pause and take a moment to bring awareness to what are the excuses and the limiting beliefs that we've entertained in the past. That busy season equals it's safe for me to lower my standards like everyone else because everyone else is doing it. So, you know, it's not a big deal. I can do it too. I'm going to follow the crowd. What are those excuses or those limiting beliefs or the programming that you've entertained in the past and maybe are kind of entertaining right now that December equals this? Where did you hear this from, right? Are you hearing this programming or these things from coworkers? Are you hearing these things from family members, from your spouse? Are you hearing it from social media or television? Where is this programming coming from that busy holidays equals it's okay to slack off? It's okay to lower my standards and let go of some healthy habits. I'm going to restart after. That once January comes, a fresh month comes, now I'm going to press on the gas pedal. What are those limiting, lower, mediocre beliefs that you are entertaining? Let's bring that to surface right now. Okay, and what would you rather believe? What would you need to believe to separate yourself from this mediocre programming? What would you need to start telling yourself this December so that you can raise your standards up 1% more? That you can look back at what you've been doing, let's say, these past 3 months. How can you separate yourself from that three-month-old identity and step it up a bit this December? Not waiting for January, but separating yourself from the crowd and this mediocre programming and giving yourself that green light that, hey, I get to keep growing during busy season. I get to keep growing despite chaos. I get to keep thriving even if the world feels like it's moving a little faster right now. What would you need to start believing and telling yourself so that you can keep expanding and growing? And choosing that you are worth it. You are worth pulling through. You are worth starting a new habit. You are worth doing 1% better despite busyness. Because right now, this is separation season. This is time where you can look back at who you've been these past 3 months and how you can press a little bit on the gas pedal and keep growing, building the identity that when the world is moving fast, and they're lowering their standards, I get to keep winning. I get to keep growing. And I get to be ahead of the game. So what would that look like for you? If you could increase your habits this December and separate yourself from the crowd, separate yourself from all the chaos, seeing everyone scramble in the malls, right? And shopping. How could you be that person that can separate and feel good about yourself and keep growing despite this busyness? Looking back at what you've done these past 3 months, how can you do it 1% better? So let's say you've been going at the gym and you've been crushing a couple workouts. Let's say you do 45 minutes of your workouts. A way that you could separate yourself this December, this season, could simply be that you're like, you know what? I'm going to crush an extra 10 minutes of my workout this December. I'm going to hit up an extra 20 sit-ups this December that normally I'm used to maybe doing 50 that that this December, I'm going to go the extra mile and I'm going to do 20 extra sit-ups. How can you convince yourself that it's safe to keep thriving despite busyness and not fall in the programming of, oh my gosh, now I have to be stressed and all of my healthy habits have to take a turn that I can take my foot off the gas pedal? How can you separate yourself? Maybe separating yourself looks like, I'm going to start going to bed a little bit earlier every day because I want to feel recharged. Or maybe separation is, you know what, I'm going to get up an extra 10 minutes earlier every morning and I'm going to do a meditation just so I can take care of my mind and separate myself because I have not done this these past 3 months. And so I'm going to separate myself by getting up 10 minutes earlier to continue bettering myself. Maybe separation season for you looks like tuning into more podcasts, spending less time on your phone, and listening to more empowering content. Maybe for you is instead of waiting to start something in January, you tell yourself, I'm going to start that habit right now. I'm going to separate myself from the crowd. Maybe for you, it's during busy season, you know, at around freaking 4 o'clock at work, I finish at 5, but around 4 o'clock, I start slacking off. And that you want to separate yourself and you're like, you know what? From 4 to 5, I'm going to press on the gas pedal because I'm going to separate myself from that old identity of what I'm used to doing. And I'm going to separate myself as most people, when they have an hour left of work, they start slacking off. They already start going in their weekend mode or their holiday modes. But I'm going to separate myself by pressing on the gas pedal the last hour of work. So you see, every single time that we take intuitive and intentional action to separate yourself from the crowd, to separate yourself from your old identity, you are building your worthiness. And you're also building the identity that I don't follow the crowd. I create my own opportunities. I create my own odds. And I continue growing despite what everyone else thinks. So, what could you commit to doing this December to separate yourself from the crowd, to keep building the identity that you are worth it, that you are worth bettering yourself right now, and you don't have to fall victim of a date or a month that now we're going to start, you know, increasing your odds, increasing your worth, and raising your standards? Screw that. That's what most mediocre people do. They don't take responsibility now. They wait to be told. So what can you commit to doing to build the identity that you are always growing and that you are worth it in any climate, any social climate? What can you do to commit to yourself this next month, this busy season, and turn it into a separation season to get ahead of the game? What can you do to separate yourself from your old identity and finish this year with a bang? Being that person that sprints at the finish line and doesn't walk to the finish line. Remember, the new year's coming in a month and 2024 is coming in hot. So why wait to 2024 to better yourself? And why not finish 2023 with a bang? And fucking sprint that race, right? Finish that workout and make it your best round yet. Not finish all exhausted like most people. No, take matter in your own hands and up your game. How can you separate yourself from your old identity and end this year with a bang and be so proud of yourself? Already build your next level identity right freaking now and not wait for a new year. What if you could start the new year having already built that next level version of yourself while everyone else is just starting and you are already ahead of the game because you already took matters in your own hands and you kickstarted your momentum right now? How can you separate yourself? Is it taking an extra 10, 15 minutes a night before bed and reading a book, learning something new, learning a new skill? Is it starting a program right now before the new year instead of waiting for the new year to start a new program? Heck, it does not matter. Even if it is quote unquote busy for you, it is better to start the gym, let's say, and hit up 1-2 workouts, finishing your year with that, than not working out at all and waiting for the new year to start your workout sessions. Start right now. Start that hobby right now. Take matter in your own hands. So what can you do to be 1% better this next month and separate yourself from your old identity? Start building your next level identity right freaking now, and also separate yourself from the crowd. Separate yourself from mediocre programming. What can you do to kickstart your momentum right now instead of falling in the programming that, eesh, I can only step on the gas when other people tell me it's safe to. I can only step on the gas when other people are choosing to thrive as well. And what if you could thrive in any climate? That when people are saying, oh, times are tough, things are expensive, oh my gosh, business is not good right now, and so on, how could you separate yourself from what everyone else thinks and better yourself and increase your odds to continue building that next level version of yourself? That is what's going to put you ahead of the game and separate you. You have to be willing to think differently than what most people think and do. You fucking got this, baby. Okay? Oh my goodness. So that is what I wanted to bring awareness to today, is the energies of separation and continuing to raise your standards when the entire world decides that, hey, it's safe to lower your standards because it is so freaking busy. Screw that. You are so much better than that. And you are so much better and worth it than waiting till everyone else says it's okay. And following the freaking crowd. Screw that. You did not come here to settle. You did not come here to play small. You came here to play big. And let's honor that. So, sweet honey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for sharing the podcast with some friends and some family members and giving the podcast a 5-star review and rating. I'm just so grateful and I love hearing from you. Heck, if you are saying right now, I am committing to doing this to separate myself in December, send me a DM on Instagram at MindFuelMakeCoaching. Tell me what you are committing to doing to separate yourself from the crowd and from mediocre ways of living. I love seeing who is taking responsibility to better their lives. And I am so rooting for you. If you love this energy and that you would love to be held accountable to be your best, that you want a weekly action plan, that you want someone to call you out on your bullshit, that you want someone to help you see past the illusions that you are struggling to break away from, honey, this is what I do best. I help you rise above the mediocre ways of living and claim your next level standards. While tackling your goals, building confidence, and feeling fucking fabulous. That is my job. So if you would love to receive this extra support and learn tools that are going to transform your life and that you are going to get to carry year after year into your life to continue expanding and growing, have a peek at the link in my show notes as I am currently taking on some one-on-one clients. And I am seeking the soul clients, baby. So listen to that intuition. If this feels in alignment and that you are feeling a pull, that you are feeling curious, that you know you are better than what you are experiencing right now, and that you want to separate yourself from mediocrity, I am opening up my doors to welcome a few new one-on-one coaching clients, and I am not taking on just anyone. I am on the lookout for soul clients. So if you feel this intuitive nudge, it is for a reason. Have a peek at the link in my show notes and let's chat further and see if this is in alignment. Alrighty, sweet baby. Go take action. Go take responsibility to raise your standards up and let's separate from your old identity. Let's separate from the crowd. It's safe for you to grow in the shit. It's safe for you to be that flower that fucking grows despite any climate. It's safe for you to be that little tree that grows through asphalt and cement. I'm not sure if you've ever seen that. I have seen plants grow in the most strangest place. I have no idea how they grew, but they found a way and they grew. So let's be those plants. Let's be those energies. Let's step in those energies that we get to grow and win despite any climate. You freaking got this. I love you and I will see you soon. Bye. Thanks for diving in and raising your vibe with the Mindfuel Make Badass Ignition podcast. If you enjoyed the Mindfuel I shared with you, send me some love and go write a 5-star review on iTunes. You can find me on Instagram under MindfuelMick, where I share some motivational and empowering content. Tag me in your stories. Share this podcast with friends and family. I love seeing who's tuning in. So thank you. I will catch you later. But never forget, you are pure magic.